At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
And now it's time for Gabe Ramirez on 104.3 The Score.
Goal, 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 golazo!
That introduction makes me smile every single time. Shout out Sean Sears for doing that. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you, 104.3 The Score. Live and local on your overnights, all you beautiful night owls that are out there, man. I am so glad. I'm so glad that you tapped in right now. And I am here. Tyler Ferengal is here. What up, baby T?
Gabe, what's going on? Another Friday morning.
Another Friday. I'm not. I know that it's technically Friday and it technically is Friday morning, but I am not part of the group that's like, it's midnight, so all of a sudden it's Friday. No, bro. It's Thursday night. We're all pissed. We're all working together.
It is definitely no ordinary Thursday night, Friday morning, whatever you want to call it.
That is right. Phone lines are open, first of all. And for those of you that are listening to the first time to me, my name is Gabe Ramirez. And specifically, first time overnight, I like to get my first caller in quick. I am not Danny Parkins. I will not do a 5-hour show and not take one phone call. Oh, I don't know why I threw shade at Danny Parkins. That was so unnecessary. I am not literally any other person. I prefer taking phone calls on my show. So I like to get the first couple out of the way. And the phone lines are open. Baby T handling the phone lines. 312-644-6767. So many things to talk about today. Like, these are the days where you're kind of happy that you get to work overnight. Because you get to talk to the real Bears fans, the real ones that are up late, that are saying, DJ Moore got traded. I got to put it on the score and see what they're talking about. Your opinion is what we're talking about. That's the coolest thing. So phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. Tyler, don't forget, put them on hold first and then just roll through them. You know what I'm saying? So we can get them all on hold. I know we've got a lot of people calling in right now, so I want to make sure everybody gets on hold. So, yeah, Bears obviously trade DJ Moore. And, you know, second round pick, giving up a fifth. Lots to discuss there. And I want to be smart in giving my true opinion on that. Bears cutting Tremaine Edmonds. Pfft, I almost cursed. Shoot. Could have told you that a couple of weeks ago. And you don't even have to be a football savant. It's just like business 101, right? This is a guy who was hurt a little bit, cost you a ton of money, and now all of a sudden, you know, you're able to save 15 or so millions of dollars, and it just makes the most sense. You get to move on from DJ Moore's contract. That's the best part about it, right? The reason why it's a win-win, not only did DJ Moore get to go to the Buffalo Bills. Damn. All right. Good luck, young man, playing with Josh Allen. That's great. Not only that, right, so it's a win for DJ Moore in a sense you go to a good team. It's a win for DJ Moore because you still get your money, right? Ryan Poles deservedly so, gave DJ Moore all that money in the form of an extension. And then, obviously, we thought we were going to be on, we, the Bears, thought we were going to be on the hook for it. And then all of a sudden, you move on from him. So the Bears win because you get rid of the dough. Buffalo wins because they get DJ Moore. DJ Moore wins because he goes and gets Josh Allen. It really is. They're Ryan Poles is known for moves like this. That's what I'll say. All right, let's get our first call in. I know we got a bunch of people lined up, and that's the beauty of this overnight show. Let's go to Allen out in Loves Park. Allen, even though this is a Bears show and this is a Chicago station, I'm going to let you get your Packers thought in. Baby T, let me get line one. Let me get line one. Let me get Allen. Line one. I got you. Allen, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
That boy Baby T is like a little octopus back there, Allen. He's got so many phone calls he's taking. You should see. Lines are lit up. But you're
hey,
like,
who?
Everybody say who. That's what I said. Who? You, Allen. That's who it is. My night
let's
owl.
Go for it. Hey, talk to me. I want to trade Malik for Max Crosby. What do you think?
Come on. Don't be silly. Are you serious right now?
Yeah. They need a quarterback. We could use another D end to match up with Micah.
Come on. Wait, are you being serious right now?
Why would that? What's wrong with it?
Malik Willis for Max Crosby. The Bears are trying to give up DJ Moore for Max Crosby. You're talking about giving up Malik Willis.
We'd throw something else in the pot, but I think that would be good. They need a quarterback, right?
Bro,
we got one.
Okay, first of all, Allen, I know you call the show a lot, and I love you. You're anybody that calls up, I'm here for it, Allen. And of course, you're a night owl. I'm here for this. But come on, Allen. We can't Malik Willis for Max Crosby is crazy. You're really disappointed in this. I'm sorry. I feel bad. I know. I feel bad, Allen. I can feel it. I feel the disappointment. I'm sorry, because we're boys. I know we're boys, and I feel bad.
You pulled a lot of stuff out of my stomach here.
You know what it is, Allen?
Can't take it.
Listen, I'm telling you, Allen, everybody that's listening right now, because you're a Packers fan, they're laughing, but they also feel bad. But they also feel bad. At this, like, two things could be true. Two things could be true at the same time.
I'm not feeling it.
All right, well, you hang up, and then I promise you my Bears fans are going to console you. I promise.
All right, I'll call back another time.
All right, hey, call back in, like, 20 minutes. Who cares? I'm here all night. I'm here until 5 in the morning, Allen.
I'm at work now, so I got to go.
Thanks for the call, Allen.
Have a great night.
312-644-6767. I might have lost the night owl in doing that, and I hope I didn't. It's just, I mean, okay, let's break it down. Well, there's no need to break it down. Max Crosby from Malik Willis is just not going to happen. They do need a quarterback, true, but they're about to get Fernando Mendoza, number one pick in the draft. So, you know, that's the one that's back there. There you go, Baby T. That's a real producer back there. He knows what he's doing over there. Let me know when we're ready. We ready for that? That was a great job back there. Good job remembering. Baby T, for those of you that don't know, does a phenomenal job. All right, let's go to Ryan out in Oak Forest. All right, Ryan, first off, we I feel bad because my night owl, Allen, I let him down with that first call. What did you think about his trade request?
I mean, what was he talking about? Malik Willis for Max Crosby? I mean, don't underscore the value of Malik Willis. No, but I've heard a lot. I'm sorry, what?
No, I was saying what's up. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey. I mean, I've seen lots of tweets saying, oh, just got a text about the Bears and Max Crosby. Stay tuned. That's all I could tell you is stay tuned. Like, I don't need that teasing right now. But I think we could figure out, like, okay, we lost three of our most valuable players. But I think there's something to be said. People underestimate the value of a middle linebacker, but kind of overestimate wide receivers. I think right now it's like they grow on trees. You ask anyone who are your top 10 wide receivers, it'll be like the Big Ten. It's like you can name 19, right? Mm. So DJ Moore, he's going to really look really good in a Bills uniform, losing in the conference championship round. I think Roma Dunze is a very similar archetype, right? And we were pretty solid without Tremaine Edmonds. The Drew Dahman thing, like normally I'd really be panicking. We lose our center. I mean, the Vegas Lions, they really move drastically when a team's center goes down. But there's Tyler Lindebaum. There's, you know, the other Tyler. I mean, and it's pretty good center draft. This is actually not a super bad time to need a center because, like, I mean, Drew Dorman retiring 2 years younger than me.
Yeah.
You know? Shit,
yeah.
I'm feeling old there.
That's how that goes. I think, you know, Dorman retiring just kind of opens up a lot of opportunities for the Chicago Bears to reset their center position, right? Dorman was supposed to be the guy to be around for the next 3 years, right, including the past. And now in the present, you're asking yourself, are you signing a veteran to be a stopgap? Because if you draft a rookie center, it's, you know, rookie centers that start are few and far between. And so, granted, you might want to take one maybe third, fourth round so that that way you can develop one. The newly acquired second round pick, I'm not, you know, there are two standout centers that are projected to go in the 60s. So it'll be interesting to see if the Bears do that. But I think they're more inclined to sign a veteran. I don't know, because it's also, you know, when you're in behind or when you're sandwiched between Jonah Jackson and you know, you obviously, and Joe Tooney, you obviously get some coverage. So I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if they want to put, I mean, so it makes the arguments there for a rookie, but I still think they're going to want someone that, that is going to be a veteran that can step in.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we're far from the times where we would just put a undrafted rookie at the center. I think coaches have different priorities.
What do you mean? You don't want Doug Kramer stepping in and taking the reins at that center position for the Bears? You don't want that?
Not Kramer, not Newman. I'd rather watch those guys on TV.
Fair enough. Hey, Ryan, thanks for the call as always, man. Love hearing from you.
Yep. See ya.
312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 104.3 The Score. Going to go back out to the phone lines right now, of course, taking your phone calls, taking your text messages as well. Let's go to Nate out in Lake in the Hills, my night owl. Nate, you're happy about this DJ Moore trade. Tell me why.
So, Gabe, I think the biggest thing is, like, we free up so much cap space now doing this. It gives us options to do other things that we need to do. I mean, not that I, like, obviously his production is going to be missed, but, like, we had to give up something or do something to create some cap space. And this was, like, I don't want to say the obvious one, but it was the one that makes the most sense. You know what I mean? Like, I understand it's going to hurt, but we had to do something to create some really valuable cap space in order to do what we need to do in this offseason.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned freeing up cap space, Nate, and it's almost as if Ryan Poles right now is playing Tetris, right? And you know how, you know, you got a big piece coming down the pipe, right? It's coming down the screen, but when it lands, the line wipes itself out. And that's kind of what happened with DJ Moore, right? Where when he landed, he was an expensive piece. He was like the long one, you know, but laying horizontally as opposed to vertically is a long one, and you had to like fill some things around it. But now that you got other pieces, right, your Calebs, your Romes, your Luther Burdens, your Colston Lovelands, now you can kind of fill in that whole line, get rid of DJ so that way more things can fit in. And I think that's essentially what you're saying. Now the Bears have more cap space to do other things because they're fortunate enough to have some riches at the wide receiver position. That's the real reason why DJ Moore is expendable.
Right, and that's the other thing, too. I think the wide receiver position was the one that we were the most depth at, you know. Now, I got another question for you because me and my buddies were talking about this earlier today, and they think now at the wide receiver position, we, like, on speed and everything, they think we're one of the slowest wide receiver cores in the NFL. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what we were talking about today. Or that's what they were telling me, and I'm like, I don't know about that.
That's an interesting one. I mean, obviously, Luther Burden is super speedy. Roma Dunze has wheels. I think what you're really noticing, right, is that the wide receiver room currently is super cheap with Roma Dunze and Luther Burden at the helm on their rookie deals. So the Bears might find themselves in a position where we talked about it on the defensive end, Nate, where they might be the beneficiary team of you know, veterans that are at the tail end of their career that want to sign somewhere for the cheap. That might be the case for a wide receiver. You know what I'm saying? Like a speedy wide receiver or somebody over the top. Like, you can just go get a veteran that might want to come in for the low, you know, if he's disgruntled or whatever the case. So all that to say is that you can improve your speed in different ways. And I wouldn't call them one of the slower teams. I'd say they're definitely middle of the pack in the moment.
What do you think? This just popped in my head. What do you think about how much would Tyreek Hill cost, you think, to come?
A bottle of Tylenol, Nate, is what it might cost you right there. Now, I wouldn't be interested in a Tyreek Hill. I think him and Luther Burden kind of play that similar role. I think Tyreek Hill is more of a guy that needs to put a team over the top, like the Texans, you know, like where they already have Nico Collins and, you know, Christian Kirk, but they need somebody else, you know, to kind of step up. So
right.
I think Tyreek Hill might fit there. You know, remember, Ryan Poles, and what he's proven is that he loves character guys, right? We see it. Darnell Wright, Rome Odunze. I mean, he loves his character guys. So, you know, Gardner Johnson was more of a stopgap, you know, obviously somebody that had a history because of Kyler Gordon. But I think overall they might not move on. But I like that. I'm going to keep listening because I'm going to be throwing out some more wide receiver names that I think we could fill in. Because obviously that's a void that they're going to have to fill now. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Sounds good. Yeah. It sounds like a therapist Gabe might be
therapist
on tonight with this.
I am therapist Gabe, and we do need some therapy. I need some Nate, thanks for the call. I need some therapy myself. Obviously, I'm a big DJ Moore fan. His wife's Puerto Rican. I told you, as a Puerto Rican, you get the handbook, and then it kind of just lets you know who everybody is. And so I think with DJ Moore, you know, you like DJ Moore because he set the tone for the new Bears that exist in the present. Gritty, tough, you know, wanting to win, willing to do anything, great work ethic. I know you could talk about routes that he didn't run, but, you know, DJ Moore played. I can't say this enough. I almost blew David Haw's head off when I told him that Rome Odunze missed more games this season than DJ Moore has missed the entire time he's played with the Chicago Bears. It's like you don't think about that when you're talking about durability, especially in the NFL. It's valuable. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you, taking your phone calls. DJ Moore gets traded. Tremaine Edmonds is to get cut. The Bulls are not sticking to the script. They end up beating the Phoenix Suns. But we're taking your phone calls about everything. Let's go to Bob out in Marseilles. Marseilles? Bob.
Yes, sir. Marseilles, Illinois, right by Starbrook, my friend, on Interstate 80.
Now I know exactly where you're at. All right, talk to me about this pass rush from the Bears.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I'm kind of curious what we're going to do here, and I've got an idea. I want Peter Woods, if we can get our hands on him, out of Clemson, is a tackle. And I know we have an edge-heavy rush, but I'm not totally savvy on it. But I want to fix this pass rush. And if you have any thoughts on how to replace Tremaine, I have no idea. So I'm all ears.
Yeah, I hear you, Bob. I think, you know, obviously Peter Woods is a menace, right? 6'2", 300 pounds, just a big dude. I think he's someone that can I'm triggered when it comes to all defensive tackles, right? Because all you hear is how physical and how tenacious they are. And then when they go up against NFL caliber offensive linemen, it's hard to duplicate your success from college, right? And I think that's what we're seeing. When it comes to the linebacker position for the Chicago Bears, you know, we saw the drop-off, right? Noah Sewell, Ruben Hippolyte, who was the last? DeMarco Jackson, the guy that was jumping over the top. Like, we saw the drop-off from those guys and what it was to have Tremaine Edmonds and T.J. Edwards. That's no doubt about that. The thing that I think about when you talk about replacing those guys is, you know, when was the last time the Bears spent a top three pick, and by that I mean first, second, or third round, on a linebacker? It's been a while. And so we haven't seen a blue chip.
Roquan.
Exactly. Think about how long ago that was. So I'm saying it's been a while since the Bears have spent a top pick on a blue chip linebacker. And I think you're going to be shocked at when one walks through the door, because I'm sure they're going to use one of those second round picks that they have, either their current one or the one they got from the Bills. And so if you get a second round pick that's a linebacker, you're getting a monster, like a monster. Think about the guys that are starting in the NFL. The majority of them are first, second round picks that are linebackers and are difference makers. And so I think the Bears are in a prime position. And I think that's why the DJ Moore trade was even more valuable, because you're not trading DJ Moore for a second round pick and then trying to replace DJ Moore with that second round pick. You're trading DJ Moore because you have luxury, you know, a treasure chest full of wide receivers and weapons. And so you get to use a second round pick on something else. And in this case, it's going to be a line, or, you know, more than likely, it's going to be a linebacker or, you know, somebody on defense to help you if you don't use it in the 25th pick. So I think that's how you're replacing Tremaine.
I agree wholeheartedly. That would be quick because I know you're short on time.
No, you're good. You've got plenty of time.
Crosby's obviously out of the question now.
Is he?
And I know this is you tell me, but it seems like it to me from my perspective. But we're at a very edge-heavy draft. Who should we be looking at?
Yeah, it's a great question because when you're looking at, you know, the defensive end position for the Chicago Bears, I think it's one, again, going back to, you know, recency bias, you're more inclined to get either a blue chipper or a top-tier defensive end because the carousel of defensive ends for the Chicago Bears over the last couple of seasons has been comical, even with Montez Sweat at some points, right? And I think if you're trying to fix that, excuse me, I'm sorry, Bob. If you're trying to fix that, you want top tier talent. So that 25th pick, the idea is if someone's there at 25, but the problem is if you're looking at all the mock drafts, the top 4 or 5 defensive ends are off the board by the time 25 hits. Right.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's why it comes down to best available because, you know, if you're getting to 25 and Reese is gone, obviously Bailey's going to be gone, Bane's going to be gone. You're just those start to pile up. Then all of a sudden it's do I want the 6th best defensive end or do
or
I want
the best linebacker?
Exactly.
I want the linebacker.
And of course we do. We want the difference maker. Or, you know, is it the best safety available? Is it the best offensive tackle? Like you're going to run into that predicament. And I think that's where the Bears are going to find themselves. But I have a lot of faith, even though Ian Cunningham's not there, Bob, that the Bears will get that right. Because I think, you know, on the defensive side, Dennis Allen, he's been a head coach. He's been in these rooms, right? So he understands how to scout, how to look for guys that he wants. Ben Johnson, the same thing. So I think they're really going to be guys that are going to help out Ryan Poles in the event or in the situations where maybe Ian Cunningham might have been there to been in somebody in his ear.
I feel you. Hey, thank you so much for taking my call.
Of course, Bob.
I'm out of ammo. You nailed it.
Oh, well, look at that. That means I did my job, Bob. I appreciate you. 312-644-6767. I'm drinking this damn Diet Dr. Pepper because I'm trying to stay awake, so I'm trying to, you know, have caffeine. But damn, I feel like it's making me burp and like cough and I can't.
My go-to is the Dr. Pepper and cream soda collab. And same thing. I'm like, ooh, 30 seconds a minute later, feeling it.
See, you're a young man, so you don't even think about the calories that are inside of a diet cream soda Dr. Pepper. And I would have drank that. That's my favorite. Cream soda is my favorite. There's not one pop that I enjoy more than a cream soda, but it has to be the right cream soda. It can't be the cream soda that's like light brown, and even though I like the red cream sodas, that's not the best.
I don't have it very often, so I know when I do this shift, I'm like, I can get away with one or two to fuel up on the caffeine.
Look, if my night owls that are listening right now, because I feel like we're all like the same age that be listening right now, but watch this. The best, what the hell? There it is. The best cream soda is Canfield's Swiss Cream. Now, this is the one where it's like, Tyler, you're too young for this. It's the cream soda. It's clear. And it's like got silver and blue like packaging. And if people, like if you're up on that, I'm looking at it right now. Oh, my God. This looks so beautiful. This is how I got fat. Like when I was young, this is how I used to take 2 liters to the dome. Like just, oh, you got no money? Here's spend, you know, a dollar on a 2 liter of cream soda and just, what up, Sean? Sean Sears in the building. And I would literally just crush the whole 2 liters and that would be like my breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, wow.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 2 liter of soda or maybe breakfast and lunch at that time. So is Sean coming to talk cream soda or is he doing work over there? Well, I know he's not doing work, so. Damn, got him over there. Let's go back out to the phones. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 104.3 The Score. DJ Mortgage traded. Tremaine Edmonds gets cut. What are the Bears doing? Let's take your calls. Let's go to Chris out in Rockford. Chris, how you feeling about this DJ Moore trade?
I'm feeling really good about it, but I really just want to talk for a second about
cream soda.
How bad Ryan? Okay. Well, no. That's a bad take that you had, by the way. But I want to talk about Ryan Poles and all of the bad decisions he has made that led to this decision.
Okay.
Because at this moment, this decision isn't really that bad. But it is because what Ryan Poles has done with the Dio Dangbo contract, the Grady Jarrett contract.
Terrible.
Honestly, even the Jalen Johnson contract extension. Okay. I know this is a hot Kmet take for
extension.
A lot of Bears
let
fans.
Let me add Cole Kmet's extension on there.
Uh-huh. No. I agree. Hot take for a lot of Bears fans, but Jalen Johnson was his own corner in Matt Eberflus' scheme. Dennis Allen is a lot more man. I don't like the scheme fit. I don't like the overpay. Tremaine Edmonds was an overpay right when we passed on Roquan Smith because he wasn't off ball linebacker. And then you paid Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards.
Ugh. It's bad. You know what I think? And let me want to get your opinion on this, Chris. Mm-hmm. I think, and we've seen it, not I think, it's obvious that Ryan Poles, and maybe this year he had to learn from his previous mistakes, Ryan Poles, you know, allows the emotion to get the best of him sometimes. He's making decisions, right? When he's trying to say, should I re-sign Jalen Johnson and give him a lot of money? He's saying to himself, I'm a brand new GM. This is the first time I'm having to deal with re-signing a Pro Bowl player. And I want to do right by him so that the league sees that I take care of my guys. Right. And in doing so, though, he probably gives up a little bit too much money. But remember, this is a guy who Jalen Johnson wanted to be the number one paid corner in the league. And Ryan Poles sold him on a dream of being like the seventh or eighth. And that was at the beginning of an offseason when like other guys passed him up. And that's why there was rumblings of him wanting to, you know, restructure his contract. But either way, that point's neither here nor there.
No, that's totally fair.
Yeah.
And he's still definitely made some decisions, and you got to learn from your mistakes.
There's just a lot of
mistakes that have set us back moment.
I wholeheartedly agree with you, Chris. I think that, you know, what we fail sometimes to give grace for when it comes to general managers, head coaches, even rookies for that matter, is that they're learning on the job. And it sucks to have to account for that, right, in your algorithm and make it be a statistically significant variable that, you know, growth has to be something that's put on that plane. But it's true, right? Like Ryan Poles is a first-time GM. He's going to make some mistakes. He's going to make some bad decisions. And what you're really hoping, whether it's a coach, a rookie, or a GM like we're talking about, is that the majority of decisions they're making are good ones, right? So you have to be able to lean or what do I want to say? You have to be able to hang your hat on a trade with Carolina to get DJ Moore and Caleb Williams, right? Like that has to be on the other side of your bad Dio Adangbo signing, right? Like you can't.
No. I totally agree. My issue with him is he speaks like a smart GM. He will talk about what he needs to correctly do, which is 2 years ago when he drafts Caleb Williams, he talks about building under a rookie contract with Caleb Williams. But then last year, it felt like he gave out contracts like it was a win now season. Mm. And now that is screwing our remaining 2 years or 3 years with an extension.
Okay, but we got to push back, Chris, and say, and I want to reiterate that I am totally in lockstep with you. So I don't want you thinking that I'm pushing back on anything. But
No.
I'm in agreement with you. I want to be very clear on that first. But I do want to say, you know, when I mentioned, you know, guys learning on the job and hopefully getting better as time goes on, right? So wouldn't you say with all the missteps with the signings, a move like DJ Moore, so I'm assuming that's why you're happy about it, right? Because a move like DJ Moore rids himself of a bad contract that he signed while adding some, you know, rookie capital in the form of a second round pick.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly. Because I mean,
No. I know, and that's what I'm hopeful for. That's why I'm not calling for Poles' head or anything. I understand. Honestly, learning from mistakes in life is the best way.
Yes.
To learn.
Yes.
I'm just hoping that the mistakes are now in the past, and I really am excited to see what he does in free agency. But Bears history just tends to We're going to make the third best signing at center, or the third best signing
Chris,
at edge,
the,
like a
here's
Bradley
the difference.
Chubb.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference. And I've been trying to, again, I'm the cynic Bears fan too, right? I always think that the worst thing is about that. But I've been trying to wrap my head around, and I think this offseason is going to prove it. What you're saying is what the Bears have been doing because they've sucked. Right, it's just to call a spade a spade, right? Like they've only been able to get the third best guy because the first two guys didn't want to come here to a bad team. And I think that now, as Bears fans, we have to swallow this pill that, you know, we are a desirable destination. People want to come play with Ben Johnson. People want to play with Caleb Williams. People have seen how electric Chicago is. So I think, I don't know, I think the narrative is going to change just because the players themselves are going to change it. Not because Ryan Poles is doing something amazing. Not because the Bears. It's just because the narrative is changing across the league. So I think you might get the best running back that wants to come here. You might get the best defensive end that wants to take a good deal to come here. So I think I think it's going to happen. And I think we're going to see Ryan Poles play with a brand new deck of cards. And I think the Bears are going to benefit as a result of it. I really do, Chris.
I agree. Tyler Linderbaum, if we're serious about getting him, he's an Iowa kid. Closest team to Iowa is the Chicago Bears. He was a Bears guy. If we're serious about getting Linderbaum in Ben Johnson's system, he has to be excited about that. I feel like there's no world where we shouldn't be the first option for Linderbaum. So if we're serious about it, and if Ryan Poles can do it, I will be very happy.
As would I. Thanks for the call, Chris. Yeah, he does not want to be playing with Ben Johnson's protege. Let's be very clear. He wants to be playing with Ben Johnson. And I think that there's a reason why he's thinking about that. All right. Phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. DJ Moore gets traded. Tremaine Edmonds gets cut. So many moves on the horizon for the Chicago Bears. Curious what your thoughts are when it comes to this revamp in the offseason and the salary cap and what it is. Again, 312-644-6767. If you're on hold, we got you on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 104.3 The Score.
The fake, Williams. Looking downfield. Watching downfield. Going for it all. It is caught. Bears win it. DJ Moore.
Williams throws. Just take the lead when you can. 25 yards, 6 plays, 66 yards in 68 seconds.
Shout out Fox Prime Video for the clips and the memories. DJ Moore, touchdowns against the Green Bay Packers. At least he's in a different division and he won't have to terrorize us, because I want to be very clear, all right? DJ Moore gets traded to the Buffalo Bills. I mean, let me just tell you his stats, okay? Because he had one of his worst statistical seasons last year with the Chicago Bears. I just want to just go over a couple just so that we can kind of put in our brains so that when DJ Moore has a breakout year, and I'm not trying to make the case for him to stay, just pointing it out. Gabe Ramirez, phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. Targets for DJ Moore. Last year, he had 85. That was the lowest since his rookie season. His rookie year, he had 82 targets. Last year, he had 85. And that was in more, one extra game. So do with that what you may. Lowest catches of his career. You don't think DJ Moore wanted to get out of here? Lowest catches of his career. Yards, lowest of his career, 682. The next closest is rookie season, 788. He had 966 the year before. He had 300 less yards in 1 year. Now, his average per catch went up, which is interesting, from 9.9 to 13.6. Six touchdowns, pretty much on par. But when you're talking about 50 receptions, here are the years prior to last year for DJ Moore. Prior to that, 50, 98, 96, 63, 93. Here are his targets. Buck 40, 136, 118, 163, 118, 135. Last year, 85. Here are his yards. I told you last year he had 682. The years before that, these are with the Bears. 966 with the Bears, 1364 with the Bears. Then 888 with Carolina, 1157, 1193, 1175 with Carolina. 682, half of your productivity and you're a stud, which you are. Again, not crapping on DJ Moore. I'm more so saying he is going to kill in Buffalo because he will be the primary target. He's not splitting catches with Colston Loveland, a rookie. He's not splitting catches with Roma Dunze or trying to, you know, find Cole Kmet occasionally. DJ Moore will have 100 catches and over 1,000 yards. Facts. No doubt about it. Put it in the books. Josh Allen, once he learns that DJ Moore can catch the ball, he is not throwing to Shakir anymore. He's not throwing to Keon Coleman anymore. He's throwing it to DJ Moore. Get him the ball. Oh, it's going to be exciting. All right, 312-644-6767. Taking phone calls. Who's been on hold for a real long time? Let's go out to Will. Will, number two, Forest Park, what up?
What's up, Gabe?
You already know. You didn't even put number two up here. You just said Will, but I did it for you. I got you.
No. I think me and your producer and I think the call was a little fuzzy, so he didn't get the Will number two. He was actually calling me William at first, but I think that's just because the connection was fuzzy.
Well, that's not his fault. Well, lucky for everyone, I know my night owls when they call in, and I know Will number two is out here. So, all right. DJ Moore trade.
Hold on.
Oh, my bad.
First things first. So, another reason why I connect to you. Let's talk about this cream soda.
Oh,
so,
man.
Cream soda is also one of my favorite flavors of soda.
Come on.
And I did drink the Canfields, and I also used to drink the Jewel brand. Remember the Jewel brand back
fire.
In the day?
Jewel was fire.
But you know what my favorite was? Faygo. F-A-Y-G-O.
Yeah. Oh, I get. Now, see, the thing is this, though. This is the thing, Will. Faygo's at every gas station still. So I can get Faygo right now. You know what I mean? I can't get the Canfields. Right. It did disappear for a while. You're right. It did. You're absolutely right. It did. And then, you know, hit the gas stations on the west side. And so all of a sudden, they're everywhere. They're everywhere I need them to be. So that's great. Because we stay out west.
I lost my connection with Faygo when I went off to college in 91. And my two favorite flavors from Faygo was, again, cream soda and also the peach. But when I went off to SIU.
Ooh, the peach.
I think when I came back for the summer, I didn't see any more Faygo.
Okay. Peach Faygo sounds crazy. I might have to go look into that. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, if you find any Swift cream, you know where to send it to. All right, DJ Moore, talk to me.
Absolutely.
Talk to you about DJ Moore.
The only reason I'm not upset about this trade, this is great for DJ. I hope DJ goes there
to
Buffalo, and I hope he kills. I don't mean that literally. I figuratively. I hope he kills. And it makes sense for the Bears. I'm going to talk sensible for the first few seconds. It definitely makes sense for the Bears, but I don't care about the Bears at the moment.
Whoa.
But I'm happy for DJ, and I hope he gets a chance to reclaim his status because I feel like a lot of people in this city and your colleague, I won't mention his name, but he's the reason I no longer listen to the morning show. I really miss Brian Hanley with Mother.
Oh, man, that's harsh.
Yeah, I do. I miss Brian Hanley because to me, your colleague that you mentioned earlier, he never lets any of you guys finish your argument or your statement. He always has a counterpoint. And the nickname, I texted him one more. I said, you know what? Let's just start calling him Counterpoint Hall because he never lets anybody finish anything. He never lets anybody get the last word.
Well, you know what? You got to listen to more shows that we do together because David and I think that's that's why we work well together, David and I. Where I feel like we're the Tony Kornheiser and Mike Wilbon. You know what I'm saying? Where we argue with each other, but in a respectful way. Because David Hall, I'll pull back the curtains. It's 12:40 in the morning. Nobody cares. David Hall, we'll finish a break, and I'll be like, Dave, or David, because you got to call him Dave. They're like, David, you didn't get upset about that. Like, you know I was just. He's like, no, I love it. He's like, I love it when you do that stuff. And then he'll do the same to me. Like, we'll get off the air on CHSN. He'll be like, you didn't mind that, right? I'm like, what? I love that. I love two friends that can, you know what I'm saying, get at each other on TV and still be friendly, right? It's not a swinging contest, the D swinging contest. So I think David and I do that exceptionally well. So you know, I know you mess with me. So I would want you to give him a little bit more grace because David is one of the best. And Will, because I know you rock with me, he is by far my biggest supporter in all of sports media. Like, he rocks with me. Like, he
okay, that's good. And what you're saying right now, it sounds like it's just I don't want to say shtick because he's not a, you know, he's not a comedian or actor.
Right.
But I guess it's just a part of how he operates in this sports media space.
Look, I call it out when I see it. And you guys, if you listen to the show, you know I say it often about media personality. David Haw, not one of them. He is legit a good dude, like a good dude. And because I've known David, just so you know, before I even started working on the Score and working in sports, David used to do the morning show here at the Score, and I was doing the morning show at B96. So we would talk every morning, right, just off the strength, like just because we're cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't even working in sports yet. So him, our relationship goes back to then. And so he really respects my transition over to sports. He respects my knowledge. And so we just have a good relationship in that sense. That's why I really rock with David Haw. So just.
Yeah, and I've heard you two before, and you definitely stay in your ground. That Taino blood does not let him get going too much. I've heard you guys.
Yeah. It's a good show. I like it. I like David Haw. I mean, you can check us out tonight. Matter of fact, 6 o'clock, me, is it Ruthie? Yeah, Ruthie will be on as well. Me, David, Ruthie,
okay,
the Chicago lead, like 6 o'clock on CHSN. We'll be on there, so you can check us out. But thanks for the call, Will. And I do agree with you, DJ Moore. I'm so glad that he landed in a great spot. Happy for Josh Allen too, right? From a football's perspective, yes, you're like, damn, I want you to have, you know, a good receiver because you're a good quarterback, and maybe the two of them can meet up the Bears in the Super Bowl. That'd be crazy.
That would be interesting.
All right,
and I would be rooting for DJ.
Oh my gosh, get out of it. Now
yeah,
you gotta.
Yeah, I'm going
Will,
there.
Now
yeah.
You gotta go, Will. Now you gotta go. See you later, brother. I'll talk to you soon. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you right here on 104.3 The Score. And you know the way that I talk about David, I hope that's how you guys talk about me, because I feel like I'm a different type of radio personnel or media personnel, whatever it is, right? Like, I'm just a regular one. I'm a Chicagoan that happens to have the platform, and I hope that when you hear the takes, when you hear how I talk to you, that you feel like it's just the homies, just having a good conversation with your friends, talking about the Bears as one normally would. The only difference is you get to do it at 12:45 in the morning with myself and Baby T out here. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Fabian from the super south side, not even the regular south side, the super south side. What's that, Hammond, Indiana?
Yes, sir.
Ah.
The Bears are going to play.
The Bears are not playing out there, Fabian. Get out of here. Speaking of David Haw, I hosted the Chicago Fire groundbreaking ceremony. If you want to follow me on social media, Chicago_Gabe on Instagram, the speech is up there. And when we went on the Chicago lead afterwards, right? So like the groundbreaking was Tuesday. Tuesday night, we're on the Chicago lead together, and David Haw is like, are you going to be available for the Bears groundbreaking? And I said, not if it's in Indiana. I want no part of that groundbreaking. Sorry,
Fabian. I think you'll like it, man. I think a lot of fans are giving, you know, they're not giving it a chance.
Why do Hammondites talk as if people from Chicago had never been to Hammond? You act like we've never been out there. We know exactly what's out there. But I don't want to crap on it too much. You're right. We might like it if they build it up properly, Fabian. But anyway, talk to me about my Bears. Let's come to a common ground. Not talk about where they're going to play, but let's talk about the team itself.
I got you, man. I have a question for you.
Okay.
And I'm not pushing back. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth.
Okay.
I'm genuinely asking.
I love this.
When do we consider Poles not to be a rookie GM anymore? When can we say
last year
you can't make these mistakes anymore?
Which one? Which one? Which mistake? Wait. Which mistake?
Well, I mean, all the mistakes that we've been talking on the show. All these.
But give me one.
They call it, dude, not letting go of all these players that we could have kept cheap deals.
Okay.
Picking up other players and now they're gone.
But Fabian, hold on, because we want the timeline to match up. You're asking when can we no longer call Ryan Poles a rookie GM? I'm okay with it being starting last year, right? Like, clearly he's not right now. And I think last year he had enough bumps and bruises to really make the correct decisions. So if we're going to crap on it, damn, I swear I'd be wanting to curse. You guys make me feel comfortable. I want you guys to know that. I feel like I really am talking to my friends. But so when it comes to that, I think when you're talking about signings and people he could have moved on from, that was a couple of years ago, right? I think that was still part of his rookie era, first 3 years on a gig, you know what I'm saying? So I would give him a little grace in that sense. And then again, I can't say it enough. if you make bad decisions, I'm okay with it. It's about what you do after, right? Because bad decisions happen in life. And you're not free from it just because you're the GM of the Chicago Bears. So you make bad decisions, but how do you bounce back from that, right? Like, look at a guy like AK, Arturis Karnisovas, for the Chicago Bulls. He did a great thing by assembling a team that was first in the East. Everybody gets injured, though, right? So that's the mistake. Everybody gets injured and you don't do anything about it. And so what do you do after that? Nothing. He remains still. And that's why people come down on AK, because after his mistakes, he kept making those bad ones. Ryan Poles, okay, you gave all these people money, but damn, you just cut Tremaine Edmonds. I love that. You just, in terms of for business decisions for the Bears, you cut Tremaine Edmonds. Love that. You move off of DJ Moore's thing. You don't even cut him, or like you send them to like the land of the misfits. You actually send them to the Buffalo Bills. So I think, you know, you're doing the right thing. And then let's not forget the most valuable thing, Fabian. It's perception around the league, right? If he is proven without a doubt, whether it's the deal with Jalen Johnson, whether it's the deal with Cole Kmet, whether it's the deal with DJ Moore, whether it's sending Justin Fields to Pittsburgh, whether it's sending DJ Moore to Buffalo, whether it's allowing Tremaine Edmonds to go ahead and seek his own trade. All these things are things that players look at when trying to decide where to go. That could be the nail in the coffin to decide to go somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, people see that and like, damn, I want to go play for Ryan Poles because he's going to take care of me. Because even if worst comes to worst, he might let me get my own trade. He might send me where I want to go. Like, those things matter. And I think the Bears haven't had that reputation. So I think he's done a good job of learning, and we got to give him that grace. And he's done the right things in the present. And I think that he's not a rookie GM anymore. And I hope he won't make those mistakes in the future.
See, and I appreciate that answer. And that's exactly where I was going with this. AK with the Bulls, he hasn't bounced. He hasn't reacted to problems. He hasn't found solutions to problems. Yes. He landed on. So I'm hoping that we don't go the same route as the Bulls, and that Bulls can be the best of the best out there in the league. Yeah. That's only going to make our team better. People are going to respect us. People are going to want to come play for us. Deals are going to get better as well. But thank you for answering my question, Gabe.
Of course, bro.
One last thing before I go.
Yeah.
Man, I saw the groundbreaking on 78. I saw your speech. You did a great job, man. I couldn't be more excited. I can't wait.
Oh, thanks, Fabian. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, thanks for the call. I wish I could talk about it more in length. What that moment meant. What I wish I could play the speech. I wish I could do everything. But yeah. Speaking of David Hall, he asked me, like, you know, he's like, what does this mean? And I'm like, David, it felt like there was this wave of momentum that was pushing the Chicago Fire to the forefront of Chicago sports, where maybe it had been a secondary franchise, you know, and I work for them. Let's be very clear. I work for the Fire. And so, but I feel like the event just felt so much bigger than what it was. Like, you were looking at your friend and you were like, damn, you made it. That's what it felt like for the Chicago Fire. So, like most, am equally as excited about that stadium. 2020 is going to be crazy. I'm telling you guys right now, the Fire are good. They got better last year, but this year they are good. And they're going to surprise some teams. All right, let's go back into the phone lines. 312-644-6767. I got to go to Harold out in Streeterville. I know we got the asterisks on somebody else, Baby T, but Harold out in Streeterville has been on the hole for a very long time, so I want to pay him some respect. Harold. Streeterville. Hold on. Baby T. There we go. Harold.
Can you hear me?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
What's up? First time listener, first time caller.
No way. Really?
Gabe Ramirez from B96?
Yeah, it's that Gabe.
Roll back. I was like, Gabe Ramirez. Well, that name sounds familiar.
Well, Harold, here's the funny thing. I was actually on B96 today from 9 to 2, and I'm going to be on tomorrow, Friday. I'll be on when you wake up in the morning, or whenever you wake up, I'll be on B96 tomorrow from 9 to 2. So you can check me out.
Oh, wow. I was thinking the old crew. Like with the
Jay Nice and Shoba Shelly. Damn.
Yeah,
now you're really going deep.
That.
But it's me. It's me. I'm out here, Harold. I'm out here. I'm glad you called in.
Good stuff.
I got you. You know, Harold, this is very clear for everybody that's listening. This is real Chicago stuff right here. People are like, how do you do sports so well? I was like, because I'm born and raised here. And I watch sports just like Harold, just like Adam from Griffin, just like Gary from Prosper Heights, Eddie from Southside. Like all these people that are on hold right now, I am just like you. I grew up watching the Bears and the Bulls and the Sox just like you. I just happen to have a background in radio, so I'm able to talk about it a little bit more eloquently. But Harold, talk to me about the DJ Moore trade. Were you happy? Were you happy when it came down the pipe, or were you a little shocked?
No, I'm not happy. I am not happy one bit. DJ Moore was our most reliable and healthy receiver. So to trade him away, and you just have to hope Butterfingers Odunze catches a lot better this year. Which, I mean, he's young. He should get better. Don't make unnecessarily impossible catches. Just go up and get it. And he's got to catch with his hands. That's the thing that separates receivers. That's why Colston Loveland came in, and he's just been looking spectacular, because he might be one of two receivers that we have, or pass catchers that we have, that catch with their hands, not let the ball hit their chest. Then you got to position your body. You got to do all types of contortions, which messes up the catch, and that's what I hate watching about Rome. Catch with your hands like Colston Loveland. Get that radius. It's just, and then when you catch, you can catch on the run when you catch with your hands. That's another thing about Rome. Catching it, the ball, and letting it hit his chest, you're going to stop. And Komet does it too. He catches it with his chest, and then he has to stop and fall. So I'm just annoyed because DJ was the other receiver that caught with his hands. But I just don't like the trade for me, because we're in a pass-heavy NFL right now. So wide receivers and cornerbacks are at a premium. So you need as many wide receivers as you can get, and you need as many DBs as you can get. And then a Dennis Allen offense, we're going to run nickel most of the time anyway. So I heard the conversation earlier. I don't think losing linebackers is that big deal, or that we need to even draft one high, because all we're going to do is get cover linebackers, because we're going to run so much nickel. And you need at least 4 to 5 good linebackers. Cornerbacks this era to keep up with the pass heavy offenses. This isn't the Bears of old, where we're running 4-3 or 4-6 all day. Honestly, we could probably run dime and only have one linebacker out and be fine for the rest of the game, just because everything's just so pass heavy. Yeah. Even the running backs are catching. So for the draft, I think we're still going to go after from the Raiders, Crosby. I think we have to, because we got to take advantage of the window where we don't have to pay Caleb yet. And honestly, there's not going to be a DT or even a defensive end that comes out right away and as good as Crosby. And by the time they maybe get as good, it'll be time to pay Caleb. I think that's a dumb decision when you're a playoff team now. Maybe draft high for a DT or DE if you're rebuilding, but we're ahead of schedule. Go after Crosby. And then if we can get what's his face from the Ravens, the center, we can get him too. That's great. But I think we can draft a center. This is a very center-heavy line heavy draft. Get a DC, a center. We probably need a safety. And then also, it's expected from Poles, even though I don't like it. But Poles, I don't know if anyone's noticed, he drafts a wide receiver every year. Now, if they pan out, is a different story. But he gets a wide receiver every year. So he's going to do is get another wide receiver this year and then get another wide receiver. It's kind of what he does. And I'm very okay with that. I just don't like the only wide receiver that would stay healthy gone. But I'm glad we got a second, but it just hurts because so many beautiful catches this year by him. When we needed a big play, DJ stepped it up. DJ was the one who caught it when the moment struck. I just haven't seen that from Burden or Rome yet.
Yeah. I mean, these are great points, Harold. I feel like, you know, this is a team, you know, it's a different kind of an NFL where you're going to get a lot of weapons. There's so many holes that you're constantly thinking about, and you know, prioritizing certain ones is what really makes the difference. But yeah, DJ Moore is going to be one that hurts. But I think once the Bears make that pick in the second round and people see what kind of improvement it's going to make to the team in a different area, you know, regardless of where that might be, if it's linebacker, safety, if it's another wide receiver, an offensive lineman, whatever that might be, it's going to be a position that's going to contribute to this team. So I think then we'll have a better chance to kind of figure out how this DJ Moore trade is going down. Harold, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for listening in. All right.
I appreciate you guys. See you later.
Always, brother. 312-644-6767. Phone lines are lit up, man. Shout out to everybody who's been calling in. Going to take more on the other side. I'm going to go. Did he hang up? I was just about to say that's what I was going to take. Oh, no, he's there. Ahmad. Why can't I see it on the screen? Line 4? Oh, because it's. No. I'm going to take him after. We got to go to break. You're going to kill me if I take this call all the way till 1 o'clock. All right, Ahmad, you're going to be up first. Everybody else is on hold. We're going to get to you as well, of course. Bears trade DJ Moore. Move on from Tremaine Edmonds. Got an extra second round pick. What the hell are the Bears doing? And what is going to be next? your thoughts on the other side. 312-644-6767 is Gabe Ramirez right here on 104.3 The Score.